For a time in my life, I served as a chaplain on a police force. And during that time, I witnessed a number of troubled and agitated people. Sometimes people get to such a state of agitation that they are a danger to themselves and a danger to other people. It's so hard to understand what's going on in their minds, and sometimes they're just so agitated there is nothing else to do but to take them into custody to keep them safe from themselves and from harming others. And Jesus put his disciples in a state of great agitation when he told them, "I am going away." He said this on the evening before the night time when he would be arrested. And this is what he said to them. Chapter 14, verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Sometimes in our lives as Christians, it's like what the disciples were experiencing in this time with Jesus. Things don't seem to be going the way we anticipated. God is leading us into an uncomfortable place, a place where we really don't know what to do. We don't know what path to take, whatever, and it seems as though everything we have done is coming to an end, and we asked ourselves, what is all this for? I think it happens to every Christian at one time or another, and we get very agitated. But Jesus said this to his disciples, and he says this to us. Do not let your heart be troubled. That word troubled is a word that means to be agitated, to be stirred up. And then he said this, you believe in God, believe also in me. Believe the promises of God no matter what is going on around you. Believe that God loves you today, no matter what's happening today, no matter if your health is bad, no matter if your health is good, no matter if you have money, you don't have money, things aren't going well. Even your ministry, maybe your ministry isn't producing the fruit that you had hoped, but you know that you are on the right track with God. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you that Jesus can calm the agitated heart. It can calm me down when I think, where am I going? What am I doing? Where is God? And the Holy Spirit calms my agitated heart because I believe in Jesus and that he has a place for me. Help me, O Lord, to believe that and live by that today. In Jesus' name, amen.